The National Voter Registration Act of 1993 is also known as Motor Voter. It requires states to offer voter registration opportunities when an eligible person applies for a driver's license. On Thursday, Chief U.S. District Judge Orlando Garcia found that Texas has been violating that law.
It should be as seamless as checking a box next to the question, "Do you want to register to vote?"
Beth Stevens is the Voting Rights Director at the Texas Civil Rights Project. Currently, when renewing a driver's license online in Texas, there is a link provided where citizens can print out a voter registration form, fill it out, put it in an envelope, put a stamp on it, and then mail it. Grace Shameen, president of the League of Women Voters of Texas, says every step in that process is a barrier to a potential voter.
How many people have a computer with a printer at home? How many young people actually have a stamp? It does prevent individuals from registering to vote.
Stevens said the court ordered that the three individuals who were plaintiffs in the case be registered to vote. That order could be broadened to cover all of Texas before the Monday deadline for voter registration for the March primaries.
The reason that this is important is that it does something that the state has never done before. It is requiring them to use this information that was provided online to register these individuals to vote.
38 states have online voter registration. Texas is not one of them. But if this ruling is allowed to stand, Texas will be taking a big step towards online voter registration. In San Antonio, David Martin Davies reporting.